to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are having a great week. It's a gorgeous Thursday here today down here in Sunshine, Florida. I thought it was funny as well. I had a few customers that emailed me last week when everything was going all crazy with the election of photos of Newsweek's edition of Madam President. With a big special edition with Hillary Clinton's face on the front of it. And apparently that was not a hoax. They had made a Trump version and a Hillary version, except they were so confident that Hillary was going to win and that the whole election was essentially going to be rigged, they sent out six cases prematurely that people actually had taken photos of when they arrived. Newsweek now has basically had all of those shipped back, sent call tags for all of those, and they have the Donald Trump one that has gone out that's supposed to be on newsstand weeks by Monday. So I thought that was funny. That was not a hoax. They really did send the one out with her face on it, and they expected her to win that. So I thought that was pretty funny that they're having to send, take all those back now.
Well, this morning Doug Hagman called me up, and we had about a 45-minute discussion. Should have done it on a talk show. It was actually a pretty good discussion. Should have recorded it, actually. And we were talking about the different speculation right now of what's going on with the election and why Hillary basically just succeeded the election so simply and wished Donald the best and let him have a chance to lead and all the other things that can come out of a witch's mouth when she really doesn't mean it. And what was interesting about her was this, is that, you know, that's not Hillary Clinton's mantra. She doesn't do that. And I told Doug, I said, you know, what I told you guys yesterday, and I'll repeat it again today for just a second, that Hillary was supposed to win the election, but by the power of prayer, me on his show and other people on his show and me on this show and you guys all praying with us and all of us together in unison creating all of these incredibly powerful scalar waves, we literally changed the fabric of space-time. And if you guys can't see the miracle that happened with this, I don't know how to make any more of a miracle, because all the machines were rigged in all the major precincts for all the swing states. That was proven. That's been proven already. Go look up the video. You know, it's called Fractional Magic. And you'll see that. So it was not supposed to happen. But remember we prayed, guys, and I mentioned this yesterday, we prayed that she be exposed. I had so many emails. We need to pray that somebody assassinates her, somebody needs to shoot her. I got in the air. I said, guys, no, absolutely not. We can't come back at them with bitterness and hatred and resentments and murder. That's what Hillary does. That's why there's a Clinton body count. What we have to do is come back and just have Yahweh expose her. That's what we prayed. Lord, please expose every hidden thing she's done. And then 3 weeks ago or so, 4 weeks maybe now, all of these emails on the Wiener's file were found by the New York City police, which basically showed that she was involved in child sex trafficking, running drugs, you know, lesbian activities, you know, with videos and bills with underage children, all this crazy stuff that we talked about that a lot of news channels were a little bit hesitant to break, but we covered it all on this show. And I told you guys that it had not been vetted yet, but I believe that it was real, but we're going to cover it anyhow with that understanding. And what ended up happening is, here's how the course of events went. I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to read you some stuff to document this. The globalists saw Hillary Clinton as damaged goods. She was basically compromised. She had been caught on videotape in compromising positions with apparently underage children in another country with Epstein, along with Bill. All kinds of information on those emails concerning what really happened in Benghazi and the Clinton Foundation and all the... I mean, Huma had labeled these emails life insurance, and it also labeled some of the emails triple X. So there was a lot of filth on there. Then suddenly, the New York Police Department says, we are going to release all of this information. If you don't reissue these charges against her, we're basically going to come in and we're going to do a press conference, and we're going to expose all of this stuff. Well, the globalists can't have that because they've got to control the media, and they've got to control the release of information, and certain things they simply don't want out, like their satanic activities. So then on Wednesday, Steve Pachinik came out and said they were not going to allow Hillary Clinton to become president, period. Well, how can you... So we know at that point everything's rigged. At that point, when Steve's saying that, it's all rigged. That wasn't going to happen because, you know, otherwise they would impeach her and drag her through a Watergate episode and expose all of these criminal activities that she'd been involved in until finally she was kicked out of office and in jail. So what happened, and here's the backroom conversation as I would have understood it had I been there. This is my speculation again. Look, Hillary, here's the deal. It's, you know, Wednesday, Pechenik just came out, released all of this stuff. You're under investigation again. They've got you dead to rights. They've got you with all kinds of criminal activities with the Clinton Foundation. This is going to go really badly for you and for us because we're involved with this. The entire corporate Washington establishment may come down over this. We're not going to allow you to become president. And, of course, she pitches her little witch fit, starts screaming and yelling and cussing and throwing things, does what she's going to do. And finally they said, Hillary, here's how this is going to work. You're going to have an accident, or Bill's going to have an accident. Somebody's going to have an accident. This isn't going to happen. This isn't going to happen. You're not going to go for this presidency. You know, you got to understand what's fixing to happen here. You know, just like all these people you kill, you won't be around now. So here's how this is going to work. We're going to basically not allow the election machines to give you the election. Next day, she cancels her fireworks for her victory celebration. Now, guys, that's pretty bold. And Newsweek magazine has already shipped that she won. Remember when we were at the Florida State football game a couple years, Austin, and I told the story on the show a couple weeks ago, and Florida State wasn't supposed to win against Auburn, and we got out there, there were no t-shirts and no hats saying that Florida State was a national champion with football. Yep. It had already been predetermined. None. There were none. I mean, all the booths, there was nothing. Not one person had ever sent anything out there saying Florida State had won, though we had a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback that year. So the whole thing is this. This entire thing that we live in is rigged. It's totally rigged. The whole country's rigged. And it's been rigged by the Rothschild banking cartel, which they've been trying to rig this thing since the War of 1812. Remember, in 1776, they were already taking over the Bank of England with the Napoleonic Wars. And by 1812, they wanted to be back in the United States again to control us because of the economy that we had, and it was growing so fast. And they started the War of 1812 to put in their central bank. This was put in 1812 to stop the War of 1812. And then Andrew Jackson, 20 years later, took their charter away. And it wasn't 20 years later that happened the same thing with Abraham Lincoln. They tried to put in, again, another Rothschild-controlled bank, and they tried to split the country in order to do it. So these guys don't stop. They don't have a lifetime agenda like we do of 10 or 15 or 20 years. They don't care if they've got to wait 30 years to start it up again. 1776 to 1812, what is that, 24 plus 12, 36 years they waited before the War of 1812? That's a long time. That's a long, long time. Like, you graduated from high school in 76, in 2012, something else happens. That's a long time. They waited for all of the patriots who were involved in that movement to either retire or die or move away or become too old to do any good. That's how these guys operate. It's always insidious. It's always like a slow drip. That's who these people are, these Luciferians. They want to allow us, they want to take complete and total control over the planet, which they already have. But then every once in a while, when we pray as Christians and we change their little holographic projection they put out, and we actually change the fabric of space-time because Yahweh intervenes for us, we see true miracles happen like this. They would not allow her to take the election. Here's an article right here. It's from Global Research, and it says, President-elect Trump, Hillary lost because the power brokers decided she was damaged good. A night to remember, talk about an Alfred Hitchcock ending, a future Hollywood film awaits about this year's campaign. And then he goes on to say, my assessment of the outcome is as follows. Hillary, the establishment candidate, was chosen to succeed Obama last year, likely before she announced her candidacy. Trump, an anti-establishment sounding candidate, is unexpectedly emerged last man standing in a field of 17 GOP aspirants. Election rigging in America is longstanding. Fraud commonplace, at least since the 1824 corrupt bargain race between John Quincy Adams emerging triumphant over Andrew Jackson, a future U.S. president. Bush versus Gore was the most brazen electoral theft in U.S. history. Five right-wing Supreme Court justices illegally stopped the Florida recount, later showing Gore had won the state, overrode his popular vote triumph, choosing Bush to be president, showing U.S. voters are disenfranchised without their knowledge. Deep state power brokers decide who holds high-level elected and appointed positions. Elections are easily rigged with electronic ease, voter roll stripping, and other dirty tricks. In his judgment, this writer, Hillary lost because her power brokers decided she was damaged goods, too contentious to lead. They cut a deal with Trump, assuring that he will continue business as usual, which I hope is not true, perhaps cutting him a little slack, letting him win by fair or foul means. In this case, Hillary, likely fair because Hillary is so overwhelmingly reviled. Now, guys, this is what I find interesting, is when you look at this, you start to realize that everything that God did to expose her was meant to lead to a Trump victory, which all of us prayed for. Because we now realize that these guys that are out there who are running the country and running the world are not good people. And Trump knows that also. So we have to now pray that he gets protected. We had an email coming to us today, and that he's going to be meeting with Obama. See, Obama wants to meet with him either today or tomorrow, has cleared his schedule to meet with Trump, because he wants to have that little talk that Bush had with Obama, letting him know who really runs the world and runs the planet and who runs everything else. So this is what's fixing to happen now with Trump. So this is a very interesting place for Trump to be right now. So we need to pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you protect Trump, that you give him clarity, specific purpose, direction, guidance. You fill him with your Holy Spirit to allow him to take this onslaught that he's going to hear about who really runs the country and the world. Help him to stay steadfast in Jesus Christ and understand that he can do all things through Christ who strengthens him. I station angels all around him, Lord. I plead the blood of Christ over him, and I put a hedge of thorns around him, Father. Let him emerge the same person he was who went in. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Guys, remember, when Obama walked into the Bush White House before he went through his inauguration, he was walking in strutting like a doggone peacock, like a rooster. He came walking out, head tipped down, shoulders rolled forward. He'd got the talk. Well, it's time for them to give Trump the talk. Guys, let's stay and pray and believe that Donald Trump's going to stay steadfast. Now, here's another interesting article by John Whitehead. It's very good. And it's called The Path to Dictatorship, American Shadow Government and Its Silent Coup. I'm not going to read you this whole thing because basically I'll read you part of it. I'll read you until you get tired of reading it. Today, the path to total dictatorship in the U.S. can be laid by strictly legal means, unseen and unheard by Congress, the President, or the people. Outwardly, we have a constitutional government. We have operating within our government and political system a well-organized political action group in this country determined to destroy our Constitution and establish a one-party state. The most important point to remember about this group is not its ideology, but its organization. It operates secretly, silently, continuously to transform our government. This group is answerable to neither the President, the Congress, nor the courts. It is practically irremovable. This is a statement by Senator William Jenner in a 1954 speech. This was 60 years ago, okay? Almost 70 years ago. Wow. 60 years ago. Now, he said that. Now, John F. Kennedy, a couple years later, came out and basically said the exact same thing, and then he was killed for it. Now, here's this shadow government that is run through the electorate, that is run through the Exchange Stability Fund, when the Rothschilds took over our currency and took over our treasury in 1934, took over the currency in 1913. They're the guys who basically are pulling the strings with black ops budgets. Remember, they bring in $1 trillion worth of heroin into the United States alone every single year, which funds black operations that the presidents know nothing about. They're not asked about any of this stuff. This is a government within a government. It's a shadow government. Unaffected by elections, unaltered by populist movements, they're beyond the reach of the law. Say hello to America's shadow government, a corporatized, militarized, entrenched bureaucracy that is fully operational and staffed by unelected officials who are, in essence, running the country. This shadow government represents the hidden face of government that has no respect for the freedom of its citizenry. No matter which candidate wins a presidential election, the shadow government is here to stay. Indeed, as a recent documents by the FBI reveal, the shadow government, also referred to as the seventh floor group, may well have played a part of who will win the White House this year. To be precise, however, the future president will actually inherit not one but two shadow governments. The first shadow government, referred to as the continuity of government, is made up of unelected officials and individuals who have been appointed to run the government in the event of a catastrophe. The continuity of government is a phantom menace waiting for the right circumstances, a terrorist attack, natural disaster, economic meltdown, to bring out out of the shadows where it operates even now. When and if the COG takes over, then the police state will be transitioned into martial law. This is the same group of people, basically, who decided to do it this way, with the same group who had written up the, if you watch the movie Valkyrie with Tom Cruise, in which, in the event of Hitler's death or demise, a secondary state government was going to be brought up to continue to run Germany in the event of Hitler's death. Then they thought Hitler had blown up in the bunker. They initiated Operation Valkyrie, which ended up with a lot of these guys being hung when they found out Hitler wasn't killed. That's what this is. This is the one that opened operation camps for us, or we call them FEMA camps. These are these guys. Yet, there's a second shadow government, all D deep state that possesses the greater threat to freedom right now. This is the group of these bankers that run everything, and also these Luciferians, comprised of unelected officials, bureaucrats, corporations, and contractors, paper pushers, and button pushers who are actually calling the shots behind the scenes. This government within a government is the real reason we have, we the people, are, have no real control over this type of government. Now, this is what Bill Clinton said. He said, when you find one thing you learn when you become president, you find there's somebody else who's making these decisions. The deep state, which operates according to its own compass heading, regardless of who formerly is in power, makes a mockery of elections and the entire concept of a representative government. So who or what is a deep state? It is a militarized police, which have joined forces with the state and federal law enforcement agencies in order to establish themselves as a standing army. It is the fusion centers, which is basically we call them FEMA centers, and spy agencies that have created a surveillance state and turned all of us into suspects. It is the courthouse and prisons that have allowed corporate profits to take precedence over due process and justice. It is the military empire with its private contractors and defense industry that is bankrupting the nation. It is the private sector with its 854,000 contracted personnel with top secret clearances, a number greater than the top secret cleared civilian employees of the government. It's what former congressional staffer Mike Loughran refers to as a hybrid of national security and law enforcement agencies, the Department of Defense, the State Department, Homeland Security, CIA, the Justice Department, the Treasury, the Executive Office of the President of the National Security Council, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, a handful of vital federal trial courts, and members of the defense and intelligence communities. All of these are being controlled through the Exchange Stability Fund. It's every facet of a government that is no longer friendly to freedom and is working overtime to trample the Constitution underfoot and render the citizenry powerless in the face of government power grabs, corruption, and abusive tactics. There are key players that drive the shadow government. This has hidden the face of the American police state will continue long past election day. A lot of this is thanks to the Patriot Act and all the stuff that George Bush did, and National Defense Authorization Act has made it even more powerful. Just consider some of the key programs and policies advanced by the shadow government that will continue no matter who occupies the Oval Office. Domestic surveillance, $10.8 billion black ops budget annually. That's crazy with the NSA. Global spying, the NSA's national massive surveillance network. Roving TSA searches. The American taxpayer will continue to get ripped off by government agencies in the dubious name of national security. The USDA, the USA Patriot Act, and NDAA. The militarized state police. SWAT team raids. Domestic drones. School to prison pipeline. Overcriminalization. Private prisons. Endless wars. All of this is being done by the deep state because they control Wall Street. Now, let me figure out, as he says, he goes, as Loughran reveals, the state within a state concealed behind the one that is visible at either end of Pennsylvania Avenue is a hybrid entity of public and private institutions ruling the country according to consistent patterns in season and out, connected to but not only intermittently controlled by the visible state whose leaders we choose. The deep state not only holds the nation's capital in thrall, but it also controls Wall Street. There you go. Now we're getting to the bankers, which supplies the cash that keeps the political machine operating as a diversionary marionette theater in Silicon Valley. This is fascism in its most covert form, hiding behind public agencies and private companies carrying out its dirty deeds. It's a marriage between government, bureaucrats, and corporate fat cats. And he's not saying this is through the Exchange Stability Fund. I'm telling you that's through it's who it's through. That's how they keep it funded. The deep state is so heavily entrenched, so well protected by surveillance, firepower, money, and its ability to co-opt resistance that it's almost impervious to change. In other words, and he says in his book, Battlefield America, The War on the American People, he points this out. Now, guys, here's the whole point of all of this. When the Rothschild banking cartel came into the United States and took control in 1913, and they started going and putting us deeper and deeper into debt, that was the first recollection that we can look at in our history books of them assuming control of the money supply, except for 1812, which they only did that for 20 years. It's taken them 100 years to put us deeper and deeper and deeper into debt. Now, they've used their fiat currency to basically bribe and do all of these things, these congressmen and these elected officials, and with their PACs, their super PACs, to basically determine election outcomes along with their hacking of the Diebold election machines. If we, and I talked about this yesterday, if we don't reach down now that we have someone in office who hopefully will stand up against this mess and pull up the roots of this criminal crime organization known as the Rothschild Banking Cartel and the Federal Reserve and get our rights back as American people and get this mafia money and this drug money out of the United States, stop this importation of all of this heroin, these same groups of people own all these major pharmaceutical corporations which are drugging us with fluoride, with tricyclic antidepressants, with serotonin reuptake inhibitors and statin drugs, plus a plethora of other drugs that cause psychosis and suicide in their victims. If we don't get control of this, plus the GMO foods, plus the Roundup, plus the glyphosate, remember, Bayer and Monsanto are getting together, they're being put together, and it's being facilitated by the Rothschild Group. It can't get any more direct than that, guys. That's a direct link right there to what I'm telling you. All of this stuff is because of these Sabbatean, Frankist, Kabbalist, Luciferian, Satanist bankers that have basically put a stranglehold through these secret societies, through the Bilderbergers, through the Council of 300, through the Bohemian Grove, all of these different things, through the Skull and Bones. They've all linked together to bring in a one-world order under Lucifer that they want us to worship. I can't be any more specific with you than this. This is who's doing it. Nobody else on any other talk shows wants to talk about all this weird stuff. I try to put all the pieces together for you. If you don't understand what happened in Genesis chapter 6 with the fallen angels and the Nephilim and their breeding policies and their GMO products and all the things they were doing back, you know, before, you know, with Noah, if you don't get all that and realize that Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be upon my return, none of this makes any sense. It's all too weird. I mean, Podesta's going to a soul cooking party where they're drinking menstrual blood and semen. Are you kidding me? This is some of the sickest, most perverse group of people on the planet because they have a common core. They're all Luciferians. This time, however, Hillary got the flashlight out and showed herself for who she was in all of those emails with Wiener and what was leaked through Huma. So now the New York City police and too many people know the truth about her, and they're threatening to go public with it. That's why Steve Pachinik could come out on Wednesday of last week and say she's not going to be elected president, because they had decided it wasn't going to happen and it wasn't in the interest of the deep state. That's the problem that she has. And quite frankly now, somebody was saying to me the other day, well, Trump better really watch, and he needs to be careful now with his security. But the person who has the biggest liability for their personal security right now are Bill and Hillary Clinton. These two have so much dirt on them now because of these leaked emails, and they're so compromised because of these leaked emails. They're a huge liability for the government who controls this secret government and the information they release through the news media. Bill and Hillary Clinton now have been basically eviscerated publicly. Drudge gets 1.5 billion hits every single month, and he's been nailing all of this stuff. He is huge. He's one of the largest news providers in the world now. It's taken over this mainstream nonsense. If Donald Trump had been given true numbers and these machines weren't hacked and we were using true paper ballots that had to be counted, I can guarantee you he probably would have won almost every single state by 15 to 20 to 30 points. That's how much power he has, bringing 30 and 40,000 people into a rally, and Hillary couldn't fill a phone booth. That's why she did not go out and campaign, because she had already been told she was going to be the winner. Why was she going to spend that much time working on a campaign that she knew she'd already won? Why was she going to put her health and further compromise it when we saw her do a nose plant on 9/11? Guys, this thing is so deep, we've got to pull it up by the roots now, and we've got to get this mess out of our country. We've got to restore righteousness. We've got to get rid of Roe v. Wade. We've got to stop all of this mess that we've done in the United States that we've capitulated to and allowed to have happen in the last 70, 80 years, all the way back to the McCarthy era, in which Joe McCarthy tried to warn us what was happening with Hollywood and that the communists were coming into Hollywood and trying to take over our media and trying to take over our culture and trying to cause all of these problems. He was right. He was a hero. Now, we got to go back to where he was back in 1950, and we got to realize we got a problem. You know, Houston, we got a problem, okay? We got to fix this mess, and we got to do it before we take this thing back up into the air again. That's what we have to do as Americans, as patriots, and as Christians. We all have to work together now. And I don't care that we've got blacks riding here or blacks riding there or Hispanics riding here or Hispanics riding there. That's all more theater they're putting out to try to make us understand that this is what they're doing. Because I guarantee you that's still George Soros funded. Remember, I told you guys multiple times, they're putting all the whiteys must die now and they're writing it on monuments. Okay, guys, the whites are only, what, 5% of the planet left? There's hardly any of us anyhow. They don't want us being white, because why? Why do they not want us being white? Because we are the Christians that came out of Europe. We are the ones who came over on the Mayflower, the Puritans. We're the ones that basically founded this country. We're the ones who established the Protestant work ethic in the United States and built this country up from nothing out of the wilderness. We're the ones that did this. They know that we're the ones who did this, and they don't want us doing it anymore because they want a one-world government with a mestizo race of all interbred people, so they're easier to control, and there's no national identity. That's why Trump caused so many problems in this new world order, because he wants nationalism. He wants the United States to be great again like it was when he was a child, when I was a child, after World War II, because he knows we can do that working together as a team, because we still have that righteousness down deep inside of us from our fathers and our grandmothers and our grandfathers and our great grandfathers who we talked to until used to go take us to church. We've got all of that still inside of us. Now, guys, this is the last generation to restore this thing, because we have not done a good job. I personally have done everything I possibly can to restore righteousness in my children and take them to church on an ongoing basis. But as a whole, the baby boomers have not done that. We got so caught up in materialism, and we got so caught up in Edward Bernays and his advertising and his intentional manipulation of what we bought and what we needed and what we didn't need. He taught us how to spend money we don't have on things we don't need, to impress people we don't know. He's the one who did that. He was a Sabbatean also. He was Sigmund Freud's cousin. These sickos have permeated our culture, and we stopped doing what we needed to do as Americans. We stopped raising little Americans, and we started raising these consuming little brats who want a free cell phone and free everything else. There are people out now in colleges all over the United States. Their professors are so liberal, and they're saying their kids are so devastated that Hillary Clinton didn't win that they're having to let them take off of classes and not go to school because the children are crying and carrying on. This is what's going on right now, because this is what we've raised. So this is it. My generation, Austin's generation, because he was raised properly, we're the ones that are going to fix this mess. Guys, we got to pull this crap up by the roots, and we got to throw it in the furnace, and we've got to never, ever, ever let it get implanted again in the United States. And that's my opening statement today, Austin.
Excellent, excellent, excellent start. That was real talk right there, guys. That was about as direct and as straight up as you're going to get anywhere in the world on radio. That was excellent, Dad. Yeah, couldn't have said it any better. No, you're absolutely right. This is what we have to do, and we have to make sure that we continue now. That's why I was telling somebody the other day. I said, just because Trump got elected now, I said, this is literally just the starting point. There is so much stuff we have to start doing now to try and continue this. We can't get complacent and say, okay, well, we've all voted now. We got him elected. He won. Now we can go on and move on with our lives and let him do his thing. We all have to start coming together. And the same thing you just talked about with the riots and all that. But understand, guys, the whole reason why these riots are happening is because the mainstream media is covering them. All over the news right now, that's all they're talking about. But what they're talking about are the riots because of Donald Trump. What they're not showing are the videos online of the blacks mobbing up on single individual white males and beating them, pulling them out of their car, curb stomping them, stealing all their belongings, and then running off. The media is not showing any of that. They're showing a bunch of these little crybabies, as Dad just talked about, walking up and down the street, sobbing with signs, saying, this isn't our president, and we're not going to deal with this. You guys are going to deal with it because we dealt with Obama for 8 years. When he got elected in 2008, you didn't see us going out rioting. We didn't go looting. We didn't go run around in the streets because, quite frankly, that's how the election went, and that's what we had to deal with. The problem was this population, it's a very, very small population, but it's getting bigger and bigger. It's like a cancerous sore, and it's spreading throughout the country, and it's what Dad just talked about, this generation that's essentially entitled to everything. If they don't have a cell phone by the time they're 8, they pitch a hissy fit. If the person doesn't get elected that they wanted, they need to take off school for multiple days. There was even something, I remember I brought this article up months ago, there was a college, and the students were actually petitioning for the professor to let them out of midterms because they were trying to go protest with Black Lives Matter. I joke you not. They told him that they couldn't juggle their school load and their protesting activities together, and he needed to let them out of midterms because they couldn't handle it mentally. It was just too much stress on them. It's a joke, guys. It's an absolute joke what this country's turning into as far as the younger generation, and we see that now with the way these children are acting. So, and then what your dad was just talking about is so right. There's an article I was just reading earlier. There's six main companies that are almost controlled by the exact same people that run our media. There's GE, News Corp, Disney, Viacom, Time Warner, and CBS. Those are the six main companies that control about 90% of the media, the music, and the movies. entire population that we eat up on a regular basis. I mean, we're talking any of it. ABC, MTV, CNN, Fox, Comcast, NBC, Marvel, Miramax, NFL.com, Showtime, Wall Street. They're all owned by the same six companies all together. This is what we have going on now. We have to start getting independent alternative media, like shows like this, like the Hodges show, the Common Sense show that he has, the Hagman show. All this stuff is growing so fast, and there's a reason why. And we have to grow it even further, guys. We have to start getting these shows mainstream. These radio shows, if we get big enough, we can start doing TV shows. I mean, you have Alex Jones doing that now with the nightly news on there. All this stuff has to start growing, and we start have to having independent research, real investigative journalism that's done on a non-biased aspect. What we saw, guys, with this election should show you the absolute failure that the mainstream media is as far as being true, real, unbiased news. Even Fox is completely so degenerate, they were still talking crap about Trump. Everybody did not expect him to win. The entire mainstream media had already been told that Clinton was going to win.
Right.
Newsweek even knew she was going to win. That's why they accidentally sent out all those new editions of Madam President. This is all controlled from the inside, guys. So doing stuff like this, our show, getting this stuff out there, forwarding it to people, getting people to listen to the Hagman Show, all this stuff is what we have to start doing to try and wake up the population and make them realize that there is real, true media still out there. Not a lot, but there is some. And this is the stuff that you have to start looking at and realizing that maybe you don't need to be eating GMO foods. I got an article on that I'm about to go over in a second. Maybe you don't need to be vaccinating your kids with 76 different vaccines before they're the time age of 18. Maybe you don't need to be on 4, 5, 6 different prescription medications. All these things that the media constantly pushes down our throats. I mean, every time you turn around, every time you turn something on TV, it's when I watch TV, there's another pharmaceutical ad. All the time. All the time. Or it's somebody talking about how good vaccines are on some talk show. Or it's talking about how GMOs are safe and glyphosate has no toxicity to it whatsoever. All this stuff is designed to brainwash you intentionally. That's why they say it over and over and over and over again repetitively. Remember, guys, if you make the lie big enough and you say the lie long enough, everybody will start to believe the lie. That's simple fact. We've seen that happen in Nazi Germany, and this is what they've done now to this country. So it's not just electing a new president. It's about completely transforming the mindset and the overall ideology of America and bringing us back to making us great again. That's what people have to understand. We can't continue to do the same things we've been doing and expect a different president to completely change everything. It's our turn now to turn around now, and if we actually do have a true leader that wants the best for this country and he can do a lot of the things that he said he's going to do and he doesn't get basically compromised, which I pray he doesn't, and I don't think he will. I think he's that headstrong. I think he will he will hold tight at what he wants to do. If we can keep him in the right direction and going the right way, then we, in turn, it's our responsibility to follow that and start changing our entire direction of America. Because if it's all of us coming together as one, the globalists have no chance in stopping us at all. It doesn't matter what they throw at us. There's 300 plus million people in this country. Even if 10% of us really start doing what we're supposed to do, that's a 30 plus million strong army going in the right constitutional, patriotic, Christian direction. Nothing can stop that with God behind it. And that's the truth.
That's right. And I personally, if I was Donald Trump and Obama wants me to come to the White House and chit chat for a bit, I'd say, you know what, why don't you pound salt? I'm still enjoying my win. I'm going to be out there probably a day before my election. You can give me all your information you need to give me then, maybe a week before. And by the way, I'm bringing my entire generals and military personnel and my Congressional Medal of Honor.
That's
right. We're all
going
to have to talk together. We're not going to be in a room ourselves with you by ourselves. That ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. We're not going to do that. And so whatever you want to tell me, you can tell my entire future staff. We're not playing this game with you guys and figuring out who runs the planet. We're not doing that. We're going to do this together, and we're going to make this thing right. By the way, here's another article from the New York Times, which I find fascinating because this is interesting, because I'm going to spin it for you guys backwards. Donald Trump's victory promises to upend the international order. My response to that is it's about time. Now, it says, for the first time since before World War II, Americans choose a president who promised to reverse the internationalism practiced by predecessors of both parties and to build walls, both physically and metaphorically. Mr. Trump's win foreshadowed an America more focused on its own affairs while leaving the world to take care of itself. Now, I'm going to stop right here before I get into some rant and start yelling. I've had it with this. I've had it with these people from these other countries wanting the United States to give them billions and billions and billions of dollars in foreign aid, like Iran. We have to go in there and bring them over $1 billion in cash. I mean, are you kidding me? What kind of crap is that, okay? And we borrow the money from the heathen, hedonistic, Satan group of the Rothschild banking cartels and indebt our families and their futures for generations to come to give money away to places like Iran. Now, are you kidding me? No, I'm not. You guys know it's all the truth. All of this foreign aid, I don't have a bit of problems in helping with foreign aid. But the bulk of our foreign aid that was sent to third world countries was done so by the globalists back in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s to massively increase their population, to do trade deals with them, to strip them of their natural resources, and to massively increase their population through extra food. Now they're bringing all of those people in to our country, into Europe. This was done on purpose. It's time for this mess to stop. Let me go ahead and finish reading this all off. It says, all bets are off, says Augustine Gomez, a former congressman in Mexico and president of the Mexico Image Foundation, an organization dedicated to promoting his reputation abroad. Yeah, we all want to go live in Mexico. Why don't you go ahead and keep working with that Image Foundation, buddy? We don't want to do that. How about that? Now, here's an interesting article. It says, in Germany, this is crazy, in Germany, where American troops have been stationed for more than 7 decades, the prospect of a pullback seemed bewildering. It would be an end of an era, Heinrich Müller, a journalism professor at the Technological University of Dortmund, wrote in Der Spiegel. The post-war era in which America's atomic weapons and its military presence in Europe shielded first the West, and now later the Central European states would be over. Europe would have to take care of its own security. God, are you kidding me? Germany is one of the most prosperous nations in the world. It has a surplus even with the Rothschild banking control controlling it because of the amount of exports it has. It is pretty much out of debt except for all the debt they've been forced to sign on to with these other European nations out of, you know, with the treaties with the IMF. Germany is perfectly capable of setting up an army and taking care of itself. It proved that already twice in 2 different world wars. But we have had military bases in Germany with hundreds of thousands of troops over the years, probably a lot more than that, dedicated to these bases, you know, on rotational bases for 70 years. And we've completely defended Europe, and they have not had to pay the cost of our armament. We have gone into trillions of dollars in debt borrowing money to build ships and planes and things that could go boom at night to defend these guys, and they just keep making their BMWs and their Porsches and their Mercedes and their Volkswagens, making more and more money and having fun with it, going, wow, it's really nice having Big Brother over our shoulder with a big stick all night long taking care of us. Guys, listen to me. Europe can handle its own problems militarily. Maybe they could stop using the Rothschild banking cartel in those countries too and do some debt-free financing, which they could easily do. They need to get out of the European Union, which is a complete and total sewer hole. Now that thing's turned into, what a mess that whole thing's turned into with Merkel dragging all these people in. Why don't they not bring in hundreds of thousands and millions of migrant immigrants out of the Middle East into Germany, forcing the taxpayers to pay for that, and maybe build up a little bit of an army over there so they can take care of themselves? I think that's probably a pretty good idea. But as far as the United States having military bases in over 100 countries around the world, what did we think was going to happen? Did we really think we had the ability financially to pay for all that and continue to borrow money? Absolutely not. Bring our troops home. Keep a few key bases if you want to keep them around the country, around the world, just as far as for transportation, for refueling, that kind of stuff when you're moving troops. But forget all these military bases. Forget supporting all of these military bases. And forget giving all of these people free military coverage. It's not worth it, guys. We are not the policemen of the planet. We have been for 70 years, and it's pretty much bankrupted the United States. What do you think, Austin?
Oh, no, you're absolutely right. I've gone into detail about this on a show a couple months ago, and he specifically talked about that as far as why are we giving, you know, Israel $40 billion in military aid. Why are we doing this to all these different countries? And the biggest aspect that I've brought up, and so have you, is we're borrowing money to do it. If we were having a massive surplus of income and the United States was literally so prosperous, it had trillions of dollars in excess funds every year, then there would be other things to look at, like maybe we're so prosperous, we should really start donating to other countries and really try and help them out that aren't as fortunate. But that's not the case. We're racking up trillions of dollars every year in debt through the Federal Reserve that we're borrowing money from. My opinion, unconstitutionally. That's why Thomas Jefferson was so opposed to a privately owned bank that controlled our basically our currency, which is what we have now, the Federal Reserve Bank, that's not even associated with the United States. As IRS, which is the watchdog, the pit bull branch that enforces their laws, that's based out of Puerto Rico, that's not even constitutional either. We take money from these guys, and we pay interest against it, and then we take the money, and we give it away to other countries. That's the same concept, guys, of if you're in debt, you got a mortgage, you got two truck payments, you got four credit cards that are maxed out, and now you're going to have to take a loan out to try and pay for medical bills, and you say, well, it's probably a good idea that I get another credit card and cash advance it so I can start giving money to my neighbor because he doesn't have the money to pay for his mortgage right now, and the guy behind him can't pay his water bill, so I'm going to max out my last other remaining credit card to give him money so he can pay for that bill. That's how stupid this concept is of foreign aid, guys. When you break it down to a simplest form, that's exactly what we're doing. And the problem is us, the Americans, we, the people, are having to foot the bill for these stupid other countries that want to mooch off us, that don't want to produce anything, that don't want to be reciprocal, that sit there and demand. I mean, Israel pitched a fit this year when they weren't going to get $50 billion. They demanded $50 billion, and they finally negotiated down to $40 billion. Oh, man, that's way less. That's, you know, ridiculous. I mean, they were irate that we weren't going to give them $50 billion in foreign aid. This is a joke, guys. This has to stop, and this has been one of the biggest things that Trump has said that I was very, very proud of him of, is we have to stop this unreciprocal foreign aid to these countries that have plenty of manpower, plenty of heavy weapons, plenty of artillery, plenty of nuclear capacity, and we're sitting there supporting them still with tens of billions of dollars because they essentially see us as the sweet duck and we hand out free money to everybody. That's what's going on, straight up. That is one big aspect that needs to stop immediately, and I really do think that Trump will make that happen because that's something that he was adamant about in multiple speeches that I heard him talk about, Dad.
Well, it's like this. In the state of Florida, we have laws against basically ripping off the elderly, because the elderly are old. When they get in their 80s, they're kind of, a lot of them lose their mental acuity. They're not as sharp as they were when they were 30, most of them, because they've been taking too many calcium supplements or they're too many statin drugs or vice versa. All these different chemicals are put into their bodies. Their brains just aren't working right. And so they get these high-pressure salespeople coming over, selling them stuff and signing these contracts, putting mortgages on their houses and getting liens on their homes and getting basically, you know, notice to owner, which is basically a lien on their house. And so they get all of this stuff all the time, and they get ripped off. And it happens all the time down here in Florida until finally the state of Florida started passing laws against it. And it was interesting because we have a I'm not going to mention anything. I'm not going to mention any names. But we had the kid that we knew, he did this to his own father. And I finally had – they were like a family relations. And I finally had to contact this kid because his father had gone through three home mortgages to subsidize this kid's heroin habit. And what ended up happening is it got so bad that I had to contact the kid and tell him that I was going to call the state of Florida on him and have him charged with abuse of the elderly for what he was doing. See, this is in essence what we've done to the United States. We've allowed these countries to come in, who these charlatans, who these grifters of these other countries, and we make these backroom deals, and we start throwing billions of dollars in foreign aid towards them. Look at Hillary Clinton's foundation. That whole thing was about pay for play. You want nuclear weapons? Yeah, send me a $500 million check, you get your nuclear weapons. You put it through my foundation. I mean, all these crazy numbers when you start reading it. That's why she was damaged goods in the globalist. See, nobody expected her to be that greedy. Okay, she's so greedy. It's like fat mama jokes. It's just so awful how bad she is. I'm not going to start on it because I'm going to stop for a second. Guys, I got to change topics because I'm getting frustrated here. I'm not going to talk about her anymore. I don't want to talk about Hillary Clinton anymore. She nauseates me, all right? I'm glad she's gone. I hope she moves to Qatar where she supposedly moved $1.8 billion a couple weeks ago. Now we know why, if that's true, why she did it, because she's picturing that hit the road because she doesn't want to turn into one of the Clinton body count people. Guys, B12 is one of the most important supplements you can take. Now I want to stop for a second and do some nutrition stuff because I know this is completely off topic, but I'm going to tell you about B12. B12 is one of the most critical vitamins that you can take. It's absolutely essential for all kinds of things, especially nervous system conditions. You know, we use methyl cobalamin here. We don't use a cyanide cobalamin, which is we use a sublingual form of this, and it's one of the best B12s available on the market. Side effects of B12 deficiencies include fatigue. If you don't have enough vitamin B12, you're going to be tired. This is one of the big problems that you have in most folks that are vegetarians. They don't get enough B12. It only primarily comes from animal products, so you've got to make sure you take a supplemental source of B12. Fatigue is the most common sign, and usually one that you hear about first. Notice that the fatigue is perfectly natural if you're busy lifestyle and you aren't sleeping enough to tend up every night and day, but you shouldn't be concerned about this. B12 makes you feel exhausted in the middle of the day, even after getting plenty of rest the night before. If your fatigue is accompanied by muscle weakness, dizziness, and sluggishness, chances are it's a B12 deficiency. You start getting strange nerve sensations. If you ever experienced the weird feelings of pins and needles or electricity in your body, especially in your hands and feet, maybe time to start taking supplemental B12. While these sensations are often mistaken for poor circulation, they can actually be a sign of B12 deficiency, induced nerve damage from a lack of oxygen in the blood. Depression and anxiety. We tend to think of the emotional disorders as rooted in complicated personal factors, but sometimes these debilitating conditions are simply a matter of a vitamin deficiency. Research has shown that B12 is involved in the synthesis of more and many important brain chemicals, and thus returning your B12 levels to normal can be all it takes to fix imbalances that are knocking you off and out of emotional balance. Memory problems. Cognitive decline is just another part of growing old, most people think. But research is revealing that in many cases it's the B12 deficiency that is to blame. Researchers have also discovered low-level B12 deficiency can be mistaken for early Alzheimer's disease. Eye problems. As B12 deficiency worsens, it can lead to serious eye problems stemming from blocked blood vessels and damage to the retina and optic nerve. If you begin to experience blurry vision, double vision, or have sensitivity to light, get your B12 levels tested immediately before the problem progresses in the vision loss. I know if I don't take my B12, I have a really hard time in low light areas, especially even driving at night, being 61. If I take my B12, it doesn't even affect me at all. It's easier to read, etc. In fact, I still read newspapers without glasses in sunshine if I'm outside without having to even squint. It's all about how your eyes work. So you got to have good, strong eye vision. B12 is important. Now, also, B5, B6 are super important, too, because of what it does in the Krebs cycle. It's called the citric acid cycle or glycolysis in chemistry. And what it does, it basically provides the energy storehouse for the mitochondria of the cell. All of the B vitamins help to do this. In other words, if the mitochondria is running and it doesn't have sufficient quantities of fuel, which are the B vitamins primarily in many cases, and magnesium, it simply can't produce high enough quantities of energy for the body. So you've got to have a really strong B complex. I know in the morning I get up and have my protein shake and I'll chew up some B12, and then about 10 or 11 o'clock I have like a snack and I'll have my B vitamins and my B5, B6, and then I basically will take some turmeric and also some astragalus. And that all really helps my mental acuity. And then what it does, it just gets me just absolutely feeling great all day. Like, I had a purple stick this morning, what, it's 7 o'clock or 6:30? I think it was 6:30. That's long gone and worn off. That caffeine is gone. 6 hours later, it's gone. So it's gone by noon. The energy that you hear me speaking with today and the mental acuity and clarity is because I took my B vitamins this morning. Now, guys, I don't want to belabor that point, but, guys, our B vitamins are methylated. Most people, about a third of the population, can't even digest supplements, B vitamins that aren't methylated. We have them in cellulose gel caps. They're in powder, and they're the highest form of B vitamin that you can possibly put into your body, and they work great. So if you ever wonder why I'm 61 years old and my brain still works this fast and I still talk this fast, primarily it's because of the supplements that I take and the fact that I make sure I eat clean all the time. Anything else you want? And also, by the way, don't use the cyanide cobalamin. Don't use that product, okay? Don't use it. It's a cheap form of B12. You use the cyanide, which we all know that's not really healthy to put in your body, though your body can metabolize small amounts of it. Use the methylcobalamin and make sure it's sublingual, make sure it tastes good, make sure it's got natural flavors in it, which is exactly what you get at healthmasters.com. Anything you want to add about the B12, Austin?
Well, yeah, the sublingual B12 is a very popular product. I've actually worked with people before that have been using the B12 injection. You hear about people getting that. You know, they have to take a shot, basically, in their glute every 1 to 2 to 3 weeks of basically injectable B12. The issue that I found with these people is that injectable B12, pharmaceutical-grade injectable B12, 99.9% of the time is the cyanide cobalamin B12 again. And even though it's bypassing the liver, it still has to be processed to the liver. When you're doing injectables going directly into the muscle tissue, but the liver still has to convert the cyanide cobalamin actually into a methylated form so the body can absorb it. You really only have about a 20 to 30% absorption rate. So I've worked with a lot of people when they've talked to their doctor and said, hey, I want to come off B12 shots. I'm going to start taking sublingual B12 that we carry. Almost every single time, they've been able to completely come off injections and just use a sublingual B12, and their blood levels were higher every single time with the sublingual B12 than they were with the injectable B12. And I contribute a lot of that to the quality of the methylated B12 that we use, because it's so absorbable, the body doesn't have to convert it. It immediately uses it and absorbs it right in. It doesn't have to convert through anything. And so, and all right now, is we have the Ultimate Multiple on sale, product of the week. It's a huge sale right now on that. So I encourage anybody that's curious about that, if you want a daily supplement, it's great, because the Ultimate Multiple, we put the B5, the B6. We have another 250 micrograms of B12 for just two capsules. So the Ultimate Multiple we put together intentionally with the best nutrients that we have from a lot of other products into one giant product as a daily mineral vitamin multivitamin. And as Dad said, we use non-GMO plant cellulose capsules. So you can literally take one of our products, one of our Ultimate Multiples, and drop it in a glass of water, just normal distilled water, reverse osmosis. If you want to test it, you can even put it in tap water. It doesn't matter. And within minutes, you will see the plant cellulose capsule completely dissolve, and the powder will be sitting at the bottom of the glass. You can swirl the glass around, and the powder will fill up in the water. You try and do that with a tabletized vitamin from Walgreens or Walmart and these cheap stuff they use, you'll leave the tablet in the glass. It'll never dissolve. Shoot, you can put in apple cider vinegar a lot of times. It won't even dissolve. A lot of that stuff is so cheap that even if you broke it down, your body was able to break it down with the hydrochloric acid, it still would have little to no positive effects. That's when you hear people say, well, I've been taking these vitamins from the store and they don't make any difference. I don't even know I'm taking them. Guys, that shouldn't be the case, especially with something like methylated B vitamins. The B complex and the Ultimate Multiple that we carry, almost every time I put people on those products and they start taking them, within a few days, they start telling me how much more energy they have, how much better they digest their food, how much less sleep they need. A lot of times they feel, man, I only need 5 or 6 hours of sleep now. I feel great after a good 6 hours of rested sleep. Whereas before, they'd have to sleep 8, 9, 10 hours and take a nap halfway throughout the day. That's what this does. It gives your body the raw, bioactive nutrients that it needs to function properly. Remember, when you just take caffeine, you drink a cup of coffee, so for the black coffee with nothing in it, caffeine does not provide your body with any nutrients to produce anything. It does not provide your body with any calories to burn. The only thing it does, essentially, is stimulate adrenaline out of the adrenal glands to dump into the bloodstream, so you have an adrenaline rush, essentially, is what it is, and you have more energy from the adrenaline you just stimulated. But it does not produce anything. It does not provide anything. It does not help anything at all. That's what people have to understand when they go from energy drinks and coffee drinks all day long. All you're doing is crashing your adrenals all day. When you take a high-quality multivitamin or even something like the B-complex, you're providing your body with the raw nutrients. Essentially, like a fertilizer is what you're doing. You're giving a high, high-quality fertilizer to your body so it can take those nutrients, absorb them, and utilize them to function all the organs and all the body components as best as it possibly can. That's why people have better eyesight, better mental acuity, better energy. Everything, like Dad was saying, from primarily a lot of it is the methylated B vitamins, because they're so important in every aspect of the body. So, yeah, it's a great, great, great thing. I'm glad you brought that up, that especially with the Ultimate Multiple being on sale today. I've had a lot of people calling me up and asking me about that.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing, guys. I mean, if let's say, for instance, you got a V8 engine, you have spark plugs and you've got plug wires. You know, if you disconnect, if you start the motor and you pull the plug wire off, which I don't suggest because it can really shock you, and it'll run on 7 cylinders. And if it's running already, you can probably get it down to 6 cylinders. If it's still running, you can probably get it down to 5 cylinders. Then you can probably get down to 4 cylinders if you oppose the cylinder heads and, to opposite sides. But the crazy thing about this is that's kind of what your body does when it doesn't have the right B vitamins in the Krebs cycle. It can't fire properly. It can't energize the system properly. The mitochondria can't work properly. They end up basically shorting out. They can't run right. And so you feel sluggish. You run down. You have no mental energy. You have no mental acuity. And you just feel awful. And you get up tired. You're tired all day. You drink your coffee first thing in the morning, try to get buzzed up. And then about mid-morning, you're about to take a nap again. You drink more coffee. You get buzzed up again. Lunch, you go take a break, get buzzed up again. Mid-afternoon coffee break, get buzzed up again. 5 o'clock, you want to drive home, you got to get buzzed up again. Now you go home at 7 o'clock, you're so exhausted, you can't sleep. Now you get buzzed up again. And now by 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, you're crashing until the next morning, and you start it all over again. Guys, if you wonder why you don't feel good and you have no energy, why you're on 10 different prescription drugs, that could be a good reason right there. Your body's not getting the nutrients that it needs, and it's not running like it needs to. Guys, I want to thank you for being with us today. We're trying to keep the show as positive as we can. I'm trying to keep you up to date on what's going on. I just want to cover that deep state stuff with you today because I really wanted you guys to know that there's some things going on behind the scenes that everybody needs to be made aware of, which, of course, I talk about all the time, and so does Austin on this show. And we're probably pretty much the only group to talk about this except for perhaps Hagman and Hodges. Nobody else wants to touch these topics because they're too real. They're kind of dangerous, to be honest with you. I don't like talking about stuff. Like last week, talking about that weird soul cooking stuff, I didn't like any of that. That's just weird stuff to me. That's a bunch of weirdos. I don't want to be involved or know about that stuff because, quite frankly, I don't need to know what the perverted lifestyle of these people entail. I don't need to know about that. I just want to know they're perverted, and I don't want to vote for them. I want to keep them out of public office. So, guys, I want to thank you for supporting Health Masters. I want to thank you for supporting this talk show. I want you to do me a favor on this one because of that little 25-minute rant I did at the beginning of the show. Well, like asked about half the show, actually. I want you to send this link to everybody you know because people need to hear what I covered about all of this stuff. So, guys, I love you. I just thank you, and I appreciate you, and thanks for supporting us. Austin, go ahead and close, buddy.
Absolutely, guys. We appreciate everything, the support, the emails, the phone calls. You guys need anything, email us or call us at healthmasters.com. You guys have a blessed night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.